Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is August 14, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Citi completes sale of Taiwan consumer unit to DBS. U.S.-based bank Citi has completed the sale and migration of its Taiwan consumer businesses to Singapore-based DBS Group. Starling Bank to expand in Asia-Pacific. UK-based digital challenger bank Starling has announced its plans to launch its engine banking as a service platform in the Asia-Pacific market. Bank Nizwa launches eco-friendly debit cards. Oman-based Bank Nizwa has announced the launch of its new eco-friendly debit cards in the Sultanate for corporate and SMEs customers and users. Absa CIB joins Contour's Digital Trade Finance Network. South Africa-based Absa Corporate and Investment Bank, CIB, has joined Contour's Digital Trade Finance Network. FCA to investigate bank account closures. The Financial Conduct Authority has sent an information request to large banks and building societies worldwide in order to investigate account closures. Paymentology partners with Boya. Paymentology, a global issuer processor company, has announced its partnership with a Kenyan technology company, Boya, aiming to simplify expense management for businesses in Kenya. Central Retail, Ant Group partner to launch Alipay for tourists in Thailand. Thailand-based retail platform Central Retail has recently partnered with Ant Group to offer Alipay Plus at its stores. Ant Group expands cross-border payment services for Asian Games 2023. Ant Group has offered multiple cross-border digital payment options for travelers at the Asian Games, an Olympic-style sport event for Asian countries in 2023. Winshop to aid grocers meet Spanish-speaking shoppers' demands. U.S.-based digital commerce and fulfillment solutions provider Winshop has announced its plans to aid grocers meet Spanish-speaking shoppers' demands. Identfi partners with AlphaWin. Fraud management service provider Identfi has partnered with Bulgaria-based casino and sportsbook operator AlphaWin to offer AI-powered age verification processes. PayPal to launch cryptocurrencies hub for select users. PayPal has rolled out the cryptocurrencies hub as a platform that allows the sale and purchase of cryptocurrencies, among other functionalities. Brazil's Congress moves towards imposing higher cryptocurrency taxes. Brazilian legislators have been moving forward with laws that would increase taxes on cryptocurrencies held overseas. MasterCard buys minority stake in MTM fintech business. MasterCard has purchased a minority stake in the fintech business unit of African mobile phone network MTM. Bank of Canada paper casts doubt on CBDC value. The usefulness of a central bank digital currency in addressing unmet payment needs in a cashless environment has been called into question by a Bank of Canada discussion paper. Nagra selects Realtime to build super app wallet for telecom operators globally. Realtime, an award-winning provider of next-generation Web3 platform and services, has today announced an agreement with Nagra, the digital TV division of the Kadelski Group, to enable super apps through a non-custodian wallet and digital services for telecom operators globally. CloudPay appoints Roland Foles from Solaris as CEO. CloudPay, the leading global employee pay provider, today announces the appointment of Roland Foles as Chief Executive Officer with immediate effect. Debit goes digital as fintechs and networks deliver emerging trends. While debit card transactions have always been popular, new digital technology and the surge of fintechs are catapulting debit usage in previously unimaginable ways. No longer used simply for pulling cash out of ATMs, debit transactions today span virtually every payment type that consumers could want. Bank Ina augments digital banking in Indonesia with Mambu. Bank Ina has chosen Mambu's cloud-native core banking platform as the technology foundation as it brings new digital banking services in Indonesia. MasterCard to acquire a stake in South Africa's Mountain. MasterCard has decided to acquire a minority stake in the fintech arm of South Africa-based Mountain, with a value of $5 billion. Mesh Payments introduces new travel management platform. Cardless corporate payment solutions provider, Mesh Payments, has announced the launch of its Mesh travel management solution. Coinbase launches in Canada. Cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase has launched in Canada, backed by the integration of Interac payment rails with banking and payment partners, enabling fund transfers and introducing Coinbase One. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.